5. Earl of Thirsk's Townhouse, City of Gorath, Kingdom of Dolar.
So how well did it work?
Lewis Gardner, the Earl of Thirsk, asked his guest.
That depends, that guest replied now.
Admiral Powell Holland had the unenviable task of commanding the ships assigned to protect the Kingdom of Dolar's commerce in Hanky Sound and the approaches to Gorath Bay. Once upon a time, that had been a simple, even boring task. These days, it had become anything but.
Depends on what, Powell?
Thirsk asked as patiently as he could.
Depends on how many of your trap ships we have to trade for Carisian pirates, Holland said sourly.
That bad, was it?
Bad enough, Holland agreed.
Then he shook himself and inhaled deeply.
Actually, I think Maggie would have taken him in the end if another of those damned schooners hadn't turned up. Against two of them, though.
The Admiral shrugged, his expression grim, and Thirsk nodded. He wasn't actually very surprised by the outcome, especially given the fact that the Carisians were smart enough to stay concentrated where they could support one another.
Not exactly what you expected out of pirates, was it, Powell?
He thought sourly, then scolded himself almost instantly. Holland might not have fully grasped what Thirsk had told him about the new Carisian guns or the deadly discipline of their captains and crews, but at least he'd bothered to listen. And not simply to listen, either. He'd actually put some of Thirsk's suggestions and recommendations into effect.
And he damn well deserved to have it work out better, the Earl told himself.
From the sounds of things, Holland continued, Maggie probably managed to kill or wound at least 2/3 of the first ship's crew, and he obviously pounded the shit out of its hull. The Admiral showed his teeth in a grin that was more than half snarl.
That's the only reason I can think of for a pirate to burn his own ship, at any rate.
Thirsk nodded again, this time with a bit more enthusiasm. If the Carisians had actually burned one of their ships this far from home, then Holland's estimate of the damage Thirsk's trap ship had managed to inflict had to be reasonably accurate. And while there were seldom enough officers of the caliber of this Maggie of Holland's around, especially after the battles of Rock Point and Crag Reach, he thought bitterly, a one-for-one trade was probably the very best Dolar could reasonably hope for. He considered pointing out to Holland that Carisian privateers were a far cry from the occasional Harchongese or Trelheim-based piratical scum the other admiral normally had to deal with. For all intents and purposes, the privateers who had decimated Dolar's and Taro's commerce off the east coast of Howard and who were now ranging all the way to the western coast of the mainland, were auxiliary cruisers of the Royal Carisian Navy. Thirsk was quite certain King Caleb and Admiral Lock Island were inventively cursing the diversion of trained manpower from their navy to the privateers, but they couldn't have been surprised by it. Privateering paid better, after all, as long as there were enemy merchant ships upon which to prey, at least. Despite the loss of trained men to their crews, though, Thirsk somehow doubted private ship owners would have been able to get their hands on any of the new Carisian artillery pieces without at least the Royal Navy's tacit agreement, which, given the privateer's record of success to date, had to be one of Caleb's better investments. And, in the end, a lot of those diverted seamen would probably end up back in naval service. Privateering might pay well while it lasted, but Thirsk wasn't particularly optimistic about how much longer the Carisians would be able to find merchant ships to pounce upon.
That's one way to send the privateers home, I suppose, he thought bitterly, gazing out of the townhouse window at the beautiful blue sweep of Gorath Bay.
Once they've completely wiped out our merchant fleet, there won't be any reason for them to stay around, will there?
I hate to say it, he said out loud, never turning away from the view as he put his thoughts into words, but trading one of our galleons for one of their privateers is probably as good as it's going to get.
Well, it's not good enough, Holland growled, and not just because Thorast is blaming me for it either.
I know, Powell, Thirsk replied. I know.
And he did know. In fact, Holland was one of the relatively few senior officers of the Royal Dalaran Navy who were more concerned about finding the best way to deal with the radically new threats the Navy faced than with covering their own precious arses.
Well, one of the relatively few senior officers still serving, at least, the Earl corrected himself.
They've got to give you a command again, Lewis, Holland said, almost as if he'd been reading Thirsk's mind. Not, the Earl conceded, that it would have taken a genius to figure out what he was thinking. Surely they have to realize they can't afford to leave you sitting ashore like a spare anchor.
Don't bet on it, he said sourly, and turned to face his guest fully. Given the way Thorast and the King blame me for what happened off Armageddon Reef, I suppose I'm lucky they settled for just beaching me.